Hello and welcome to the Bob Edwards Show for Friday, February 12th. Columnist David Broder of the Washington Post has the week off, so we begin today with David Rose, an editor of the London Review of Books, a publication that features some most interesting personal ads, so interesting they've been compiled in two books. The first, in 2006, was titled They Call Me Naughty Lola. The new volume is titled Sexually, I'm More of a Switzerland. Then I'll talk with Jennifer Greenberg, author of The Rockabillies, which is not about early rock and rollers, but about everyday people who live as if it were about 1956. And later in the hour, another essay from the 1950s radio series, This I Believe, this week featuring the outspoken 33rd President of the United States, Harry S. Truman. Valentine's Day is upon us again, and we're taking this opportunity to honor a soon-to-be relic of the print age, the personal ad. Internet dating and the website Craigslist have made printed personal ads largely obsolete, but they're still thriving in one unlikely place, the London Review of Books. In fact, the personals in that publication were so clever that the editors decided to compile them into books. They started in 2006 with They Call Me Naughty Lola, and the latest volume is titled Sexually, I'm More of a Switzerland. More personal ads from the London Review of Books. At this point, you may be asking yourself, why are there personal ads in the London Review of Books anyway? Editor David Rose explains.
Well, they started in 1998, and they started with me very naively having the best of intentions of, you know, wanting to bring people with like-minded literary interests together. You get the idea with the sort of 84 Charing Cross Road thing of, you know, people who are into Jane Austen getting together with other Austen readers or something. I was very, very noble in my intent there, but it was very, very quickly corrupted by the readers who wanted none of that, and they just wanted to be silly, you know.
So, was that immediate? I mean, what's the trajectory there?
Oh, yeah, it was straight away. The very first ad I had was from a guy who advertised himself as a 67-year-old disaffiliated flaneur, jacked up on Viagra, on the lookout for a contortionist trumpeter. So, where'd you go from there? It was.
How'd he do?
I think he did okay, you know. The LRB is the place to look for contortionist trumpeters, as it turns out. But, yeah, it immediately, that was the tempo of it. That was the camber. And as hard as I tried over the years to improve it, I never, ever could. And these people just wanted to take over the column and just be the crazy, awkward British selves. And, you know, God.